Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on the Pavement Top 50.
Steven, what are your initial thoughts about this song, The Hex?
The Hex, well, it's a really cool song. I think it's completely different to anything else that Pavement does. I think it's very unique. It's got a style which isn't really there on any. I can't think of any other song that's like it.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to The Countdown.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for seminal indie rock band, Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own Top 20 ballots. I then tabulated the results using an abacus and a girl named Shannon that might have played bass in an indie rock band. Sigh. So there's that. This week, I'm joined by Pavement superfan Jeremy from Niagara Falls. How's it going, motherfucker?
It's hot. It's hot today. It's been hot all week.
It's really hot.
Yeah. So sorry if there's fan noises in the background. They're here to cheer me on.
That's right. Yes, of course they are. That's very good, you know, that they are doing that for you, because it will give you adrenaline and strength that you need and require to get through this next question. So Jeremy from the Falls, tell me your Pavement origin story.
My origin story for the band Pavement is a little, stranger than most. I did not come to them by way of their music. I came to them by way of, discussions about just how cool their,
right.
their albums, the song names were. So before I ever heard a Pavement track, which was years, I had a friend who was in a band named Cindy, and before they were called Cindy, they were racking their brains about what they wanted to call themselves. And we just got in this deep discussion one night.
I have heard of
King. And we started talking about King Cobb Steely. You ever hear King Cobb Steely? You know, there's I bet a good amount of this audience would really dig King Cobb Steely, because it's kind of in the same vein. But they had awesome song names luckily I keep my feathers numbered for just such an emergency. Like, that's like a song name. Time equals money and money equals pizza, and therefore time equals pizza. Like, just stuff like that. Yeah. And we got talking about it, and I was like, yeah, it's really cool. And we're talking about the band Head,
lowercase and
remember them, but Head with a lowercase H, and an uppercase. Yeah. Just cause it was the '90s. And then my friend turned to me, he's like, I just wish that I could have an album title that as good as Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. And he went on for like half an hour on that. And I was like, that is a really cool album title. And who is this band? He's like, Pavement, check them out. And of course, being the 90s, I mean, being dirt poor,
that's right. Couldn't. That's the only way you could do it.
I couldn't purchase an album.
Because they weren't being played on the radio.
Well.
That's right.
And it was pre-internet, and yeah, they weren't being played on the radio, but, and this is a little, I like hearing the stories of people on here saying like, yeah, my first experience was like, I got onto a torrent site and I ripped all their albums over the course of like a week or however long it used to take. But before that, we used to have this thing, and it doesn't exist anymore, or rarely does.
That's right.
Compilations. You remember? Yeah. And there was a big one in the 90s, and it was really big because of the secret hidden track that I think everyone only bought it for the secret hidden track. It was called No Alternative, and Nirvana did at the very end, wasn't listed. Everyone knew it was there, wasn't listed, but they did it's sappy, but it's also called Verse Chorus Verse. It was an unreleased track, and it kicked. It was so good. But also on that album was Matthew Sweet, Goo Goo Dolls.
And one of those things Pavement does not belong.
Did Matthew Unseen Sweet. Power of the Picket Fence.
And who was the second one you named? Goo Goo Dolls. Who used Goo Goo to be, Doll? You know, like Buffalo rather Zone punky Goo Goo band Dolls? Until, you know, they, on Twister. No, it's not Twister.
Until that Twister song. They did a song on the Twister.
No, it was the Asteroid one.
Goo Goo Dolls.
No, it wasn't the Asteroid one. Fuck. Which one?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. It's called Angel or something.
No,
like
they
that.
Did a song
like
on the
Alanis Morissette did a song on the record. You Came Uninvited. Yeah, anyway, this is riveting conversation for somebody who tuned in for Pavement. I know.
Beastie Boys was also on the No Alternative. And Breeders did a really good live track. But really, it was like you could get that was, if you did not have a lot of money and you wanted to hear, and this is backwards thinking, because mm-hmm. nowadays you'd be like, why would you buy a whole album for one song? Well, everybody did. Everybody bought it for that Nirvana song. And right. And then yes. you got a little sampler of all these other bands that you could get into. And that was my first.
Hold on, let's talk
about
this for a second. So what did you think of Unseen Power of the Picket Fence? Yeah.
It was good. It was and in comparison to everything else on the album, it's like, oh, this is like top 10. Like this is like really fresh and inviting. And I dig this sound. It was kind of rare. It wasn't overproduced, and it didn't have that, you know, that patina. Am I using that word correctly? You know, patina. Sorry,
it's
patina.
It's fucking boiling.
It's hot. Did I mention it's hot? It's like 55 degrees in here, in Canadian.
55?
Canadian Celsius. But yeah, I think it's like
okay, 40. I was like, 55? Your skin would be melting. With you.
Anything after 30,
I like
the
heat,
it's
but
all
I do
the
not
same.
Like this mugginess. Yeah. I can't handle that.
Really? Yeah, that's the thing. It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
No, oven's dry heat. Anyway. No. Again.
But yeah, no, I like the sound. And I was also big into Sonic Youth, but I had a bit of a bone to pick with Sonic Youth because their stuff never really seemed to get me to the place where I was like, yeah. And it felt like Pavement was like, they got it. It was kind of this, it's like a visceral sort of song.
Yeah.
But it rocks.
I totally know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've been nose deep in Pavement's catalog for almost 5 years now. So like, I mean, obviously I enjoyed it prior to that, jeez. But you know, just looking at it week after week after week, you know, it's been, ask me to name a fucking song. Title though, and I'm usually stumped or where it falls on a record, and there's people that will be able to do, oh yeah,
well
it's right after this and before this, and it's like I just can't do that. I'm just, because
hey man, that's part of the culture though. That's part of like when we lost physical media, like it's like remembering your best friend's phone number. Do you even know it now?
I don't know my wife's, and
I don't know my wife's phone number
kids,
half the time.
Yeah. No.
Oh really? Yeah. But so that, like that compilation, and then you think I would have rushed out and I would have bought, you know, a Pavement album, but I didn't, because a scant few years later, the Brain Candy soundtrack came out, and being the massive Brooklyn Hall fan I was,
okay. All right.
I was, and I still am.
Yeah. Yeah.
And will continue to be. Okay. And then, you know, who was on that soundtrack?
Oh.
Matthew Sweet.
Fuck me, really?
He follows, Jesus Christ, follows around, doesn't he? But Pavement, like Painted Soldiers, is like
it's that's in like my
like top five Pavement songs. Oof. Right there.
It's in my top 15 for sure. No, my top 10, and it's the best Spiral song there is. Like, other than, you know, the unreleased Preston School of Industry, for sale, the Preston School of Industry. Sorry, but yeah.
And another breakout track on a soundtrack album that has like, I mean,
they are.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, Tragically Hip are on there.
Yeah,
they play Butts Wiglin. Yeah. They might be Giants, I think, did a track, and Stereolab, and like a real. Oh, and of course, the Odds were on there. But yeah, Pizzicato 5. I think there was even a GBV, God, My Voices song on there. I think that might was by first exposure to Guided by Voices. I got into a lot of music through compilations, something that does not exist. It should.
I wonder how we can rectify this.
Yeah. Well, we have to change the industry. One person.
Starting at this moment.
Starting now.
Time. And this is the.
It's 66 degrees. Good things are forged.
This is, hey, listen, this is the closest I've ever recorded an episode to drop date. Like most everything else is done.
Oh, yeah.
I did it in the spring. You know, so this is, what is the date? It's June 20th, and this goes out on the 28th,
yeah,
or whatever next Monday is.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at me. Look at me knowing calendars. 24th. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Yeah. It's sooner than
that's right.
Think.
No.
Into
no,
that editing bay.
This one doesn't get edited. This podcast doesn't. But yeah.
Oh no, right. My secrets.
Okay, back to the matter at hand here. There's a lot of so if you haven't noticed, Jeremy and I are buddies, and we're doing some catch up at the same time that we're doing this. So that's why we're getting a little distracted. I apologize for that, and I hope this is acceptable for your Pavement listening enjoyment. Yeah, well, absolutely.
It's a forgiving crowd.
Have you ever listened to the episode of Meeting Malcolmus called Hate Mail? Oh, you should look that one up.
I haven't heard that one.
I got a hate mail letter, and I just decided to do an episode on it because it is like a screed. It is like Martin Luther knocked, you know, nailed something to my door, you know, and it was like
deep cut.
Wow. Yeah.
Now,
it was typed.
Was it written or was it typed? Then you know it's serious.
Yeah, listen to that one. That's a good one. And if you're just getting into this because of the top 10, there's a whole other podcast out there where I go through each of the songs. It's called Meeting Malcolmus. That's the feed that you're on right now. And there's lots of good.
I can only hope that this generates at least one more email.
So from there, you finally buy a record, or do you get into the torrents?
Oh, and this is shameful. And I wish you do edit it. I bought Crooked Rain through another form of dead media, the Columbia House Records.
Columbia House was money. It was so good. It was so good.
It was 12 CDs for a penny. You're paying $30 afterwards, but hey. And it was one of those auto ship deals.
That's where they got you. That's where they got you on the laziness. And
it just shows up.
Right? Like, because it was $30 a hit. And you would be like,
yeah,
fuck. But if you played your cards right, you won. The house did not always win, but they must have won enough.
Yeah. I mean, and you could send them back and say, you know what, Liz Fair just isn't my cup of tea.
I'm an exile, Guyville.
But yeah, this one, that one, I think it was her follow-up. I was like, maybe not.
So
never sent me Matthew.
So Sweet. Crooked Rain. Do you know where the title comes from? It comes from, apparently, it comes from Purple Rain. And Steven just liked the rhythm of that. Or it may have even been David Berman who suggested it. And if I'm wrong, shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalcolmus.com. Would love to hear from you. So you put that one on the old CD player, I'm guessing, not a turntable at this point. And
yeah,
it starts with Silent Kid, that song just melts your brain. like right off the bat.
It is. That album for me is like a textbook. Like this is how you start an album. Like this series of songs. Like this is how you do it. This is how you break it in. So you lay this foundation for the listening experience you're about to undertake. And man, I listened to that album a lot.
It's a masterpiece for sure.
I will fully admit, I thought he was saying Silent Kit for the longest time. I thought it was about drummers.
Well, nobody really knows. It's got multiple titles. Like people will say Silence Kid, and people will say Silent Kid. People will say Silent Kit, and people will say Silence Kit. So I think on the liner notes, it's Silence Kid. So, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Did you ever get a chance to see them live?
Top to bottom. So the jury's out on that. It was the 90s. I was young. I got around a lot. And a friend of mine was like, no, I don't think we did see them. And I was like, I distinctly remember being at like the Cool House.
Did you go to Lollapalooza in 95? Okay.
No, I've never been to Lollapalooza.
They played that, and that might be something that you saw and forgot. Because I can't imagine you are going to generate some hate mail that you saw them live, and you don't fucking know that you saw them live. What kind of fucking planet
is this? So many different bands
than the other interviews I've done for this program.
I know, but you know what? If I did, I enjoyed it.
Well, there's that.
And if I didn't, then, you know.
So there's that.
I guess I never
would. Do we want?
Yeah. I mean, somebody had to remind me that I've seen Ween like several times. And somebody was like, I was like, oh, I wish I could see Ween. And they're like, you've seen them like 8 times. I was like,
Oh, yeah. That's a really shitty superpower to have, dude. I know I have very bad short-term memory. But my long-term memory is near fucking impeccable still. But
my short-term memory was bad at the time. So
I don't create new memories.
Yeah.
I have a very difficult time creating new memories. Yeah. I still have them, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's ever since I got zapped. Okay. What do you say we flip the record over and start talking about song number 26? You up for that? All right,
yeah, we'll be
right back after this.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening. And now on with a countdown.
26.
Look up to people so tall to you. I can't, so I won't stand. Pop, chop, break. You might see where they come and go down Sweet Yardley. I won't let you fall down Sweet Yardley. I won't let you fall down here Goddamn the guts and the gore. Nobody's crying, cause there's no one to score. Well, come up, sweet Randy. I won't let you fall. What you got to lose? What you got to prove? Who you gonna screw?
This week, we are celebrating song number 26, Fight This Generation. What do you think of this one, Jeremy from the Falls?
This is probably, it bridges like the best run, I think, that Pavement has on any album, starting with AT&T. Going right through to the end of Wowie Zowie. I started AT&T and I just listened to these tracks over and over again. And Fight This Generation is definitely a staple in that run.
Yeah, I think so. And it's a staple of their live show as well at this point. Even when I saw Malcolmus on the Traditional Techniques tour, he played a guitar and computer version of it. And it was really quite fucking cool.
Really? Oh, I would love to have seen that. There's got to be video of
I'm sure there is, right? On the old YouTubes. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I love the demo version in the enhanced Wowie.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah,
release
Creators Edition.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But yeah, no, this track does that thing that I like so much in every song you hear it in, where you start listening to it and then halfway through it turns into a different track altogether.
Absolutely. It's two different songs mashed together for sure.
Yeah. So in listening to this again for this, I couldn't believe this track is only like it's under 4.5 minutes. This feels to me like an epic 6-7 minute long track, but it's not. It's a tight 4:23.
A tight 4:23. That's funny.
I mean, long for a Pavement track, but it feels like it feels a lot longer, doesn't it? Maybe I'm just thinking of the demo.
It does, because
listen to you so much.
Okay, so not in a bad way for me.
No.
But because it feels like two different songs, I think that might give you the illusion that it's long. Yeah. You know,
plus the repetitive outro, like just that jam at the end, like that. That always, it feels too short, and yet it feels like a day. It feels like a good day.
You're punching in, punching out. You're friends with the coyote. You're not friends with the coyote. Yeah. Or the sheep, rather.
No, so there's been like 3 Matthew Sweet references, and now like 2 Looney Tunes references.
All right, well... what else do you have to say about Fight This Generation, Jer?
This, like all lyrics are interpreted.
Yes.
And I hesitate because I've listened to everybody else talk and they're so, that's a great word. And I think that's what I'm trying to say, but they've got very strong opinions, and they're very knowledgeable, and they've obviously put a lot of pen to paper and sorted this out, and you know, after 18 cups of coffee, and I grapple with this one because it's like seeing shapes and clouds, and you know that old is a Charlie Brown comic from years ago. And they're like all sitting on the grass and they're looking at the clouds. And the one, when I think Linus is saying like, oh, look, that's like, that cloud looks like Washington crossing the Delaware. And that one looks like, Rodin's The Thinker. And that cloud looks like the stoning of St. Peter. And they're like, what do you see, Charlie Brown? He's like, oh, I see a ducky and a horsey, but, you know. So, I think you can do that with this track. I mean, just the title alone evokes like an emotion. Yes. and the way that it's the way the song is constructed, how it starts off in 3-3, moves to 4-4 time in there, you get the sense of there's two sides clashing. I'm still trying to figure out, like, for you.
Wait a minute, 3-3, there's no 3-3, 3-4.
At the beginning?
There's no 3-3.
Oh, yeah, 1-2-3-1-2. I'm not a music student, but it sounds pretty waltzy to me. Anyways, what is this song about to you? Is this song about... like, what viewpoint do you see this from? Because I think there's a couple different ones.
So my...
like, is this punching up or punching down?
Oh, I don't think it's punching at all. I think this is a jumping up and down song. It's just anthemic, and it's just... you can get behind the idea of Fight This Generation, but I don't think any of the other stanzas support any information about which generation it is, who's doing the fighting, you know, that sort of thing. And to me, that's what makes it an anthem, because, you know, the kids listening to it right now can feel like they're fighting the Gen Xers, whereas like we were fighting the boomers, right? You know?
But is it ever like the Gen Xers fighting the millennials?
Well, I suppose a few years ago it may have been.
Because that's where I kind of landed on. It's like, it's the song itself feels cyclical in the way that it's like you could probably put it on repeat, and it's just this constant, like the themes in it are such that it is like there's always going to be this realization, like the fight is part of the progress. It's part of the identity. So therefore it has to exist, but you're in it on one side and then you're on the other side of it. So you're constantly at odds with the generation before you and the generation after you.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's very funny that that's the way it's turned out, you know, or it keeps turning out. It's like Battlestar Galactica.
New or old?
The new one.
All right.
The good one. The really good one. I liked the old one as a kid, but it doesn't hold up.
Well, the old one had a robot dog.
It sure did.
Yeah, and action figures.
Yes. I had a Starbuck with one arm.
Did it come that way?
No. I pulled it off. I wanted to make him a Star Wars villain, so that's what I did. So listen, it's been great talking to you today about your Pavement origin story, Fight This Generation, and you know, just a basket of other things. Hope you enjoyed yourself. I know I did. And that's what we've got for you this week. Next week we're getting into the top 25, man. So we start to kick out the top 25 next week. We're halfway fucking home.
Can't wait to hear it.
I'll talk to you then. Wash your goddamn hands.
Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks, as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalcolmus.com.
Duvra podcasts and such.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.